o'clock to this man, Austin Idol. It is becoming increasingly obvious that you are exactly what they say, a bounty hunter for Harley Race.
That's nothing but a bold-faced lie. I'm not a bounty hunter. I don't do anybody's dirty laundry. Like I told you before, I've had some real estate transactions with Race. I sold him one piece of property for 5 G's. I've got another piece of property. I told him I'd make him a great deal on it for a mere $10,000. He wants to sign it. He wants to buy the property. But it's high time that Austin Idol has got the attention of everybody here in Georgia. I've already got it from around the world now. Idolmania. Idolmania. Everywhere you go, you hear Idolmania. I am to wrestling what the sun is to all the planets. Everything revolves around the idol, just like all the planets revolve around the sun. Well, you better beware of one thing. Austin Idol is serious. I mean business, and nobody but nobody will be deprived me of getting to the top by defeating the Harley Race for the world's title. I want that world's title just as bad as
he wants. Let me ask you this. Tomorrow night, it's right in the open, a bounty match against Wrestling 2.
Look, Wrestling 2, I've already taken away his big, powerful knee. Now he can't give the knee. What are you going to do now, 2? He is going into this match at a disadvantage. I will beat 2 in the Omni, and then I will close the deal with Race for that piece of property. I'll get my 10 grand for the property. Wrestling 2, you don't have your big knee. What are you going to do now, 2? See you in the Omni.
Can you feel the electricity? Are you getting charged up? Are you getting revved up? Are you getting ramped up? Are you a professional wrestling fan? Do you love the NWA, the oldest, most historic professional wrestling promotion ever? Do you love history? If you answered yes to any of those, then what you need to do is either be there live tomorrow night, April 27th, for the Crockett Cup in Concord, North Carolina, at the Cabarrus Arena. It's going to be a night to remember, darling. It's going to be epic. Man, my friend Billy Corgan has really done it. He took the NWA basically out of obscurity, and now has made it, and again, once again, a worldwide professional wrestling brand. And boy, has he done it big time. And tomorrow night, if you can't make it to Concord, North Carolina, you got to get it on Fight. Get it on Fight TV. Don't miss this. It's going to be epic, Jack. Man. NWA World's Heavyweight Championship match between my good friend Nick Aldis and Marty Scurll. I mean, that in itself is big time. Two best friends coming over from the UK to dig and scratch and fight and claw their way up to the top of the mountain where Nick Aldis is and Marty wants to be. Two friends, but now, because of their fierce competition, the friendship has gone a little bit south. This is going to be epic. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. And I can promise you, whether you're watching it there live or if you're watching it on Fight TV, you're going to get your money's worth, man. You're going to get more than your money's worth. Then you got the NWA National Championship. Oh, Willie Mack. If you ain't seen Willie Mack, Jack, you got to catch Willie Mack. This dude is the real deal. He's a great guy. He's got a heart like a lion. He's a great competitor. He's going up against Colt Cabana. Or should I say Colt Cabana is going up against Willie Mack for the NWA National Championship title. Never forget about the women. Never forget about the ladies. The ladies are hot. The ladies are phenomenal athletes. And you have the NWA Women's Championship match. Jazz, Allison Kay. Going to be awesome, man. going to be awesome. I mean, this is a night to remember. You got the Crockett Cup tournament. Winners of Block A face winners of Block B in the finals. Block A, you got the Briscoes from Ring of Honor versus the Rock and Roll Express from the NWA. Are you kidding? Come on. PCO and Brody King from Ring of Honor versus Kojima and Nagata from New Japan Pro Wrestling. What a lineup. What a lineup, man. And then you got Block B. Flip Gordon and Bandido from Ring of Honor versus Snuka Jr. and Guerrero Mea Jr. from CMLL. And then you got the Legends. The Legends. You got Jim Cornette's Midnight Express there. Of course, Rock and Roll Express. Nikita Koloff will be there. Magnum TA will be there. Oh, man. This is going to be huge, y'all. You got a VIP event from 11 in the morning to 4 p.m. with special panels with all the legends. Billy Corgan, Nick Aldis, Willie Mack, Kojima Nagata, Flip Gordon, Bandido, and more. Then you got your special Friday night dine and eat with my boy Nick Aldis and Marty Scurll. What more do you want? I mean, are you serious? What more do you want? Man, if you can't make it there in Concord tomorrow night, I think bell times around 7 o'clock, you got to watch it on Fight. I will not be able to make it, but I will be watching it on Fight. I ain't going to miss that for nothing, man. Ain't no way, no how. You know, you think about the National Wrestling Alliance. Man, I'm so honored and proud to have been part of it for such a long time. I really am. It was an amazing ride. Amazing ride. Jack Briscoe, Harley Race, Terry Funk, Dory Funk Jr., my friend Ric Flair, the Dragon, Ricky Steamboat. I mean, we can go all the way back as far as you want to. Luthez, Buddy Rogers, Gene Kaninsky. I mean, really, it goes on and on and on. Wildfire Tommy Rich had it. He didn't have it very long, but he had it. He had it. He was an NWA heavyweight champion. I mean, this is legendary. Absolutely legendary. Nick Aldis is doing an incredible job in representing the National Wrestling Alliance. He's traveled all around the world in a short period of time defending the belt. I mean, he's really, really putting it in, baby. He's putting it in. He's putting it on the line day in and day out. He trains like a beast. He's got his nutrition in check. He's got the blinders on. He's got the head down. His confidence level is incredible. His mindset is, ain't nobody going to take this away from me. And that's the only mindset for anybody to have if they want to achieve greatness, which we all have the ability to do if we are willing to commit. That's the key. You got to commit. I was with Nick for a while. I saw it firsthand. I saw his commitment. I saw his training. I saw his attitude. It's mandatory for each of us. If we want to succeed at anything in life, we've really got to be all in. I mean, truly, we have to be all in. Billy Corgan, he's all in. No question about it. All these people, all these athletes that I just mentioned, and so many more, they're all in. My friend David Lagana, he's all in. I mean, these guys are committed. And they have one thing in common. for sure. And it's called passion. These dudes are passionate about what they're doing. And this is why the NWA has surged so quickly. That's grabbed the attention, worldwide attention, for such a short period of time that really, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Man, I'm glad y'all are tuned in to the Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. But baby, we don't back up. We don't sidestep. We don't retreat from nobody. We're fast forward. Man, and man, we're loving life. Ain't life grand? Don't you love it? You got to be energized, man. You don't have to be hypnotized. You got to be energized. You got to get your game face on. You got to live it. Live it each and every single day, man. You got to be overcoming those challenges. Don't let nobody beat you down. Don't let anybody keep you down. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Don't you dare let anybody say that you'll never be able to make it. You laugh at those people. You laugh at them. Go ahead. Point your finger at them. Go ahead and say, you watch me. You just watch me. You just watch me and see what I do. And then you go on out there and you do it, man, because you can do it. You are capable. We're all capable, but we got to want it. I mean, we got to want it. We got to eat it. We got to drink it. We got to sleep it. We got to breathe it. We got to be consumed with it. What do you want? When do you want it? What are you willing to do to get it? That's the thing. I preach this stuff, guys. You heard it. I preach it before you get out of bed in the morning, before those feet hit the ground. You got to tell yourself that all things are possible and all things are positive. All things are possible and all things are positive. Hit that floor, be having your game plan together. And when you hit that kitchen right there on your refrigerator, you should have it. I've mentioned it a million times, the word overcome in big, bold letters with an exclamation point at the end of it, magnetized, taped, whatever. Gorilla glue it if you need to. On your refrigerator, so you see it every time you go to that fridge. You're going to overcome. You're going to overcome whatever it is that you have or are currently experiencing that's like a headwind. You can get around that headwind. You're going to punch that headwind right in the teeth. You're going to knock it down. You're going to stomp on it. You're going to drop a big elbow on it. You're going to pick it up. You're going to body slam it. You're going to choke it. You're going to yank the hair out of it. And then you're going to slap that Las Vegas leg lock onto that headwind. Says, I give. Says, I quit. You win. There you go. There you go. That's your vitamins. That's your nutrition for today. I'm proud to say that this show is being brought to you by a few of my really, really great respected sponsors. One of them is Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. I call him the Dragon Slayer. Because when he's in that courtroom, I don't care. And he definitely doesn't care how big and how bad and how much money his competition has. What big, giant brand, what name that everybody has heard of that he's going up against. Steve New not only is a genius with an amazing track record in the courtroom, but he is an aggressive like a pit bull. He will get after you. He will get on you. He will bite, chew, kick, stomp, scratch, claw, do whatever it is, moonsault you right off the judge's desk until he knocks his competition out. If you ever need legal representation, get hold of Steve New. Contact Steve New. Here's his toll-free number, 800-208-9169. That's 800-208-9169. His website is newlawoffice.com. He is the Dragon Slayer. And of course, you know, if you're living down in the Myrtle Beach area, Charleston, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, I love that area, man. I love it. I love to go there and chill out and get away from it all. Just hang out. But every once in a while, they have weather issues. They got them. They're down there on the coast, man. If there's ever any roof damage and you happen to be down there and it happens to you, there's only one person you want to contact about getting your roof either repaired or replaced. And if you happen to be fighting with an insurance company, you definitely want to get together with the master of disaster himself, David Brown, with the famous roof company in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He specializes going up against these insurance companies. Oh, yeah, they want their premiums on time, but they don't want to pay up on time. But you got David Brown representing you about your roof issues, they're going to pay up, and they're going to pay up on time. Anything can happen. Tree limbs, hailstorms, heck, hurricanes, you name it. But if you're down there in that area and you have a roof problem, you definitely want to hook up with my man, David Brown, with the famous roof company. As far as roofs go, it could be residential, it could be commercial, it could be a flat roof, a shingle roof, a heavy metal roof, slate roof, tile roof. They do it all. They always get it right the very first time. He's got 300 million gazillion satisfied customers. He's got a AAA Better Business Bureau rating. Hey, you need a roof? Poof. You call my man David Brown, and here's his number. Ready? Sure, you're ready. 843-267-5428. That's 843-267-5428. And if you just want to go somewhere and you want to chill out and you just want to forget about whatever might be bugging you, then Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is a place to do it. And I got a name for you, and they call her the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach. Her name is Vicki Jackson. I've known her forever and ever and ever. Vicki Jackson, man, she'll get you a deal on a condo in a great location, man, at a great price. You'll go nuts. You won't want to go home. You'll want to stay there forever and ever and ever. That's the depressing part about it. Going home. Yeah. I love Myrtle Beach, and I love Vicki Jackson. She's just cool, and she will hook you up, okay? So listen, if you want to take a ride down to Myrtle Beach or hop a plane down to Myrtle Beach, get on a train, get on the Greyhound, do it, get on Uber, whatever you want to do, let me give you Vicki Jackson's number so you can contact her and let her hook you up. Don't go online for all those other vacation, whatever businesses, concepts, models are. Don't do that. They're going to get you. That's what they're in business for, to get you. Vicki Jackson, she'll get you, all right? She'll get you and keep your money in your pocket. So here's Vicki Jackson's number, okay? 843-945-4924. 843-945-4924. Yes. Professional wrestling is hot, man. And I'm so thrilled to be part of it in a little small way. And yeah, I got something coming to you. I can't give it to you today, but I can tell you one thing. I'm going to have some news for you. It may take me a little while longer, but I'm going to give you some heavy-duty news. Oh, yeah. That's a cliffhanger. But I'm going to give you some heavy-duty news, man, that I'm just so stoked and excited about it. It's just going to be totally, totally cool. I am excited about the Retro Mania. I told you it would drive you insania video game that I am involved with, along with, golly, you've got a great roster of in the Retro Mania video game. You've got myself, you've got the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, you've got the Blue World Order, you've got Zack Sabre Jr., you got Tommy Dreamer, you got the House of Hardcore. I'm sure there's others that are going to be added to this, but man, it's going to be cool. On August the 16th, that's a Friday, I am going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina at The Gathering, presented by Greg Weiss Promotions. I shall be there Friday, August the 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to rock the house, baby. Strut and stroll, put a crack in your back, make your liver quiver and your knees freeze. We're going to talk Memphis trash. Man, it's going to be a blast. Going to be a blast. Mark that on your calendar. Man, you talk about the area hopping. Is it hopping or what? We got The Gathering in Charlotte. We've got Concord, North Carolina for the Crockett Cup tomorrow night. Shoot, man, it's going on. This is the thing. This area is so red, scorching hot for the NWA and the Mid-Atlantic, old Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Territory, Jim Crockett Promotions. I worked there, man. Yeah, I was a lucky kid. I was really a lucky kid to be able to say that I was part of Jim Crockett Promotions many moons ago. But I was part of it. Man, it was so exciting. And I'm going to tell you the story about that in just a minute. Y'all just hang on a little bit. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back and tell you about my little story of with Jim Crockett Promotions. Hang on. Yeah, let me tell you about the story. But before I tell you about that story, let me tell you about Danny Story, who is a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do business all across the United States of America. Danny Story's been doing business for over 23 years. Man, you talk about experience. He's got it, y'all. He's got it. He's a great guy, and he's also extremely smart about what he does and how he can get his clients the best possible deal on a mortgage. We all know that the real estate rates are down. They are down. So the timing is perfect. If you're finally riding the fence, or you've been riding the fence and you're ready to make a move, now's the time to do it. I've been saying this now for a while. Don't wait. Do it, man. Buy it now while the rates are low. Maybe you want to refinance. Do it. You got equity in your house. You can grab some of that equity out and maybe pay down some high interest rate credit cards, or just grab some money to take a trip somewhere. Hey, Myrtle Beach, possibly, whatever. But Danny Story, man, he's famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. He really, really is. He's a residential specialist and, of course, a refinance specialist. So whether it's conventional FHA, VA, USDA loan, it doesn't make any difference. Listen, here's the thing. I spent 15 years in the real estate business, buying and selling in Florida. I had a great run. I was fortunate enough to get out before everything melted down in 2008. I got out. I was lucky. I was really, really lucky. I got out. But nevertheless, if you're going to buy a property, get yourself pre-qualified. Know what you can afford. You save yourself time and you save somebody else time. So here, just do this. Go to DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. You can get pre-qualified right there on his website. He's got all his contact information there. Reach out to him. Give him a call. Email him, whatever. But I can tell you this for sure. This is gospel. Danny Story's everything you ever wanted in a lender. He's everything you ever wanted in a lender. I promise you. Give him a shout if you're going to buy a property or you just want to do a refi or grab some of that equity out. Yeah, y'all, we're all excited, man. We're all excited about professional wrestling these days. We sure are. And my story about the Mid-Atlantic and Crockett Promotions, and you've probably heard this before, or if you're a first-timer, maybe you haven't. I broke into the wrestling business in Tampa, Florida, when it was almost impossible to break into the wrestling business. I broke in, and they broke me in. It was a lesson that they don't teach in school, that's for sure. It taught me never quit, never give up. No matter what, don't give up. Just keep on fighting. And I did. And I was fortunate enough to finally get an opportunity to maybe make a living in professional wrestling. Finally, they let me get my feet wet. I was a referee in Florida. They put me out there in the boondocks because they didn't want to see me close to Tampa, my hometown, because that was Eddie Graham's mindset. And that was fine. I was just thrilled and excited to be a professional. Where you get paid. That makes you a professional. So anyway, they sent me from Tampa, Florida to Nashville, Tennessee to wrestle for Nick Goulas. And I was on a $300 a week guarantee. That was 1972, $300 a week. Are you kidding me? I was so excited. And right before I left, I bumped into Jerry Briscoe. He was in town for the night to wrestle with his brother, the late, great Jack Briscoe, NWA Heavyweight Champion. I loved him. Man, What a great human being. What a phenomenal athlete. Unbelievable. It was a real blessing to spend time around Jack Briscoe. Anyway, Jerry Briscoe gave me his number. He said, hey, here's my number. You know, if you ever need anything, just give me a shout. I'm up in Charlotte, in the Mid-Atlantic, Crockett Promotions. I'm their champion up there. So here's my number, and I took his number. And really didn't think twice about it. But when I got to Tennessee for Nick Gulas, and I wrestled six times that week, and I got my check, it was $160. $160. Well, where's the $300? Well, Uncle Nick figured he discounted the $300 a little bit down to $160. So anyway, wrestled next week, six nights that week, same check, $160. I went to Mr. Gulas, and I said, Mr. Gulas, Eddie Graham told me I was on a $300 a week guarantee. He said, well, this is news to me. He didn't tell me this. So I knew something was up, and I knew it was not Eddie. I know it wasn't Eddie. It was Nick Gulas. He already had the reputation. And I was kind of sort of expecting it, and I got it. I stayed there for about 4 or 5 weeks and just starving to death. And I remembered I had Jerry Briscoe's number. I called Jerry. I said, Jerry, I'm starving to death here, man. I'm going broke. I'm having to come out of my pocket every week just to stay afloat. I said, if there's anything you can do for me, I would really appreciate it. And Jerry Briscoe said, let me talk to old man Crockett and see what I can do. He called me the next day, said, I got you booked on whatever day it was. He said, just come on. Don't even bother to give your notice. Just come on. You can stay with me at my apartment. And I did. And man, what a relief it was. What a relief it was to get away from Nick Gulas and that $160 a week paycheck. I got to Jerry's place. I started for Crockett. My first week around, I got my check, not knowing what to expect. I took it into the bathroom stall there at whatever town I was in that night. It was in an envelope. I opened up the envelope and looked at my check. It was $440. I thought I was the richest person on earth. I just went from 160 to 440. That's a huge spike. Man, I was so stoked. I said, man, I'm making money. And this went on for a few weeks. You know, 400, 440, 450, but always over 400. I mean, I was so happy. And this was a tag team territory at the time. Nelson Royal, who was a great guy and a great athlete, was partnered up with someone by the name of Klondike Bill. And they were wrestling around the Mid-Atlantic against Ole and Gene Anderson. Klondike Bill's either mother or father became very, very ill living in Canada, and Klondike had to go to Canada to be with an ailing parent. Unbeknownst to me and behind closed doors, I was chosen to take his place. And I did. That first week around, taking Klondike Bill's place, I got paid. There I am. Money's in the envelope. And I figure, really, they're probably just going to pay me the same, you know, the 400-ish, whatever, which I would have been totally over the moon with. I take it into the bathroom stall, close the door, open up the envelope, pull out a check. It's $780. I was in shock. I really thought it was a mistake, but I was in total shock. $780, really? It was really only a few weeks back. I was making $160 a week. Man, well, Jerry Briscoe, thank you. If you're out there and you happen to hear this podcast, thank you, Jerry. It meant a lot then, and it still means a lot. Some things you don't forget, some things you want to forget. But the people who reach out to you, the people who help you, the people who extend a hand to you, and they don't ask for anything in return. That's really the deal there. They don't ask for anything in return. Man, those are the ones you really, really want to remember. And hopefully someday you'll have an opportunity to reciprocate. So anyway, the NWA is hot. We got the Retromania video game. It'll be coming out sometime soon. I can't wait for that. I'm part of it. I'm excited about it. I've already seen some of the animation, some of the little clips. Man, it looks absolutely awesome. They have a website you can go to, RetromaniaWrestling.com. RetromaniaWrestling.com. Get all the updates. Stay in tune to what's going on with these folks. Anyway, guys, I'm making it quick here. I'm making it slick. I got to run. Got to get out of here. Heck, who knows? I may end up in Concord, North Carolina tomorrow night for the Crockett Cup. Good luck, Nick Aldis. Congratulations to the NWA. Congratulations, Billy Corgan. You're changing the world, man. You are changing the world, and you are changing lives. And speaking of changing lives, I'm looking out west. I see coming out of the Las Vegas Strip now, it's none other than the Universal Heartthrob. He's 242 pounds. He's the women's pet. He's the men's regret. And oh, Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. And we're going to keep working together no matter what. As a matter of fact, Can Heat, go ahead. Kick it in. Let's work together.
Together. Now, people, because together we